Paul, the second periods obviously haven't been very friendly to your team yet this year, and you guys gave up a quick goal at the start of the second. What changed tonight over so many other games? Was it the power play goal, the third goal, that sort of really triggered an onslaught?
I don't think that the band of consistency or quality of play has been that wide in the second period. We gave up 8 shots in New York, and I'll concede we gave up too high a quality on those shots. But our second periods haven't been teams hemming us in our end or a big difference in play. Really, I think our risk assessment in the second period was really good. And then we got on the power play. So we did good things in the offensive zone. We drew some penalties, and then, you know, the thing that hasn't been fire in the one area, I thought, you know, our power play, all the analytics we do said it was pretty darn close to being right there, the shot numbers, the shots from the slots. It was really good. It just, we weren't putting pucks in the net, so we thought it would come, and then you get a second period like that because you're moving right. So I haven't felt our second period, and you've got me on the goal differential. Like, I can't admit that we're good, but I haven't felt we've been that far off in our second periods.
Well, Patrick's goal scoring notwithstanding, what other parts of his game have grown in the month that he's been in this league? He obviously seems comfortable playing both ends of the ice. What are you seeing in his maturity as a player at this level?
Well, I think going over to the right side has helped him. He may at some point in his career come back to the left, but it's a little bit easier reads for them. Any of the things that needed to come out of his game were systemized by a style of play on a rink that's 7.5 feet wider. And it's also the Finnish hockey program has some things about, you know, you always curl to the middle. You curl off your check, and in this league you don't. The rink's not big enough for you to do it. You can't recover. So each game he's gotten better and better at that. So now you see him, and you saw him tonight, he's finishing his checks. He's got a willingness to do that. I think any of the things in the first part of his games, he didn't want to make a mistake. He doesn't want to get caught, and he doesn't want to be a reason for an odd man rush. And what you're seeing now is he's just learning the game here. It is. For these young guys that come over from Europe, let alone are 18 years old, there's a lot to process. And Mark has been really good in the middle with him in the last few games. That what your center iceman does with the puck, how your center iceman positions himself in his end of the ice makes a big difference. And then having Nicky coming across the ice with so much speed pulling people off, he can, we'll talk about his shot, and rightfully so, but his passing is on par.
What are you seeing from Mark Scheifele at last look tonight? I think he's now leading the NHL in points. Is he blossoming into not just a top-line center on this team, but perhaps one of the top centers in this league?
Yeah, there's a maturity to his game that we're starting to see. His shift lengths are coming down. He's got a patience in his game in terms of it comes with true confidence. And for me, with those scores, it's always what you don't do. What you don't force, because you have, you know, you're scoring, you know what's going to come. That's the real confidence, where you stay under the puck and you do all the right defensive things, and you just take the handful of chances you get. Like, Nicky's been alone on the goalie now 4 times in the last 2 games. Those will go for him as well. We were in alone in New York 4 times and hit 2 posts, so we've liked the offense that we've been generating, even if we're not scoring. When your power play gets going a little bit, all the pressure off those guys comes off them a bit 5-on-5, and they can just do the right things. And when Mark, and you've seen him, you know, going back to last year doing the right things, he's just going to score.
Scheifele leading the league in scoring, Laine leading in goal scoring. What do those kind of accolades mean to you?
Well, I'm excited for the good payoff for Mark, because center ice means you have to do so much more. Patrick, like I said, the first 4 days he hit all the posts and was frustrated. In the next 4 days of practice, I've never seen a guy score that many goals in practice. And you can feel it in the crowd when he gets the puck from anywhere. You can feel it, the anticipation of the shot, and everybody on our bench has that exact same anticipation when he's shooting the puck. I mean, he might beat the guy from there. But good young talent.
I mean, do guys start identifying themselves as that now? What does that enter into the equation, that they become what they see that they are? And now he, you know, Scheifele thinks of himself as a league-leading point getter, and that's something that you can see for
I think he should feel that. I think it's there for him in his game, the ability for him to play at both ends. The key, the step for them, and you saw it tonight because we did. We matched him against again and Ben here to start, understanding that that's a lot to do, right? They want to generate offense, and we're going to play against the other team's best players, and those are elite players. To get the minutes that those guys are going to demand, they have to play against the other team's best players, which means you have to do it at both ends. You can't be just a cheat line, and they didn't do any of that tonight. That might be the thing that I'm most pleased with. You're sitting before the game and you're looking at your matchup card and you're asking yourself, are you gonna run Scheife against their checking line, or are you gonna go head to head against their best? And that's a young group of guys, did a pretty nice job.
You have a lot of forwards out of the lineup, obviously with injuries, but the three guys that have all come right up in the last week, two of them scored tonight. Nick Patan had a couple of assists. So what have you seen from those three guys and what they brought to the team?
Andrew Kopp, first of all, some versatility. Really liked him going to left wing in that role. And that is a whole new position and opens up a whole new set of opportunities for him. Patan kind of, I think, it looks right in terms of his progress from last year. When he came at the end of last year, he was skating really, really well. Marco has always had this knack around the net. He'll find a hole, get his stick on it. So what I'm seeing is that's a real great – we've had an unusual run here. Nicky Ehlers comes in as a kid and plays. Patty Liney comes in. Really, Mark Scheifele did as well, even though he played out as junior. But there's a whole other band of development that's important for – maybe more important for our team in some ways, and that's the guys that are going to spend some time in the minors and develop there, which is the normal development model. They are getting better. You know, Pascal's done a real nice job with the Moose, keeping those guys on point, seamless when they come in. They don't ask any systems questions. They don't ask what we're trying to do or how we play. They know that makes it so much easier for these young men to come in and play.